Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Steve Lawson, and we're also going to be discussing Robert Morris. Steve Lawson has broken his silence. Robert Morris has been indicted for his scandal last year. So these two stories are very disparate. Steve Lawson has some good news. He's broken his silence, and this is good news. Robert Morris, he's facing bad news, but the people of Oklahoma are facing good news. So there's good news in both of these stories, and we're going to talk about that. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. This is our patron-like system that's linked below, and you can support us there. So let's start off with the good news. Steve Lawson has repented. He's broken his silence. I covered the repentance already, but this is him breaking his silence with a statement. He says, "It is with a shattered heart that I write this letter. I have sinned grievously. I have against the Lord, against my wife, my family, and against countless numbers of you by having a sinful relationship with a woman, not my wife. I am deeply broken that I have betrayed and deceived my wife, devastated my children, brought shame to the name of Christ, reproach upon his church, and harm to many ministries. You may wonder why I have been silent and largely invisible since the news of my sin became known. I have needed the time to search my own soul to determine that my repentance is real. I alone am responsible for my sin. I have confessed my sin to the Lord, to my wife and my family, and have repented of it. I have spent the past months searching my heart to discover the roots of my sin and mortifying them by the grace of God. I hate my sin, weep over my sin, and have turned from it. My sin carries enormous consequences, and I will be living with those for the rest of my life. Over the years, many have looked to me for spiritual guidance, and I have failed you. I beg for your forgiveness. I have been undergoing extensive counseling for the last 5 months to face the hard questions I need to address. I have dealt with sin issues that have been painfully exposed in my heart. I have submitted myself to in weekly accountability to two pastors and to the elders of a local congregation who have shepherded my soul. I am also under the oversight of an accountability team who monitor my progress and give me wise counsel in the decisions I have to make. I am growing in grace, reading and absorbing the Word of God and putting it into practice, praying and meeting with other believers. I am involved in the life of the church, attending and participating in prayer meetings, Sunday school, the worship service, and taking communion weekly. I am being fed the Word in the midweek Bible study. Please pray for my spiritual growth into Christ's likeness as I follow him moment by moment during this recovery season. I am grateful for the unmerited grace in the gospel to extend his full forgiveness to me. Again, I ask for your forgiveness as well. While I continue to do the hard work of soul-searching repentance, I do not intend to make further public comments for the foreseeable future. Please pray for the Lord's mercy and grace as I seek to make right the deeply wrong sins I have committed against my wife and my family, and that in his time and way, he will bring about redemption and restoration in our marriage for his glory, Steve Lawson." So that is Steve Lawson giving an absolute great statement, great update for him on his repentance. Sometimes we underestimate that you got to examine yourself to make sure that your repentance is real. You got to do that. And I appreciate Steve Lawson for just going through that and making sure it's real for him. Because if it's not, if it's just remorse, he's no better off, really. So praise God for that, and praise God for our ability to repent. So with that said, let's go over to the other story, and that is Robert Morris. He has been indicted. So last year we talked about Robert Morris and how he had to resign from disgrace from leading Gateway Church, America's largest megachurch at the time. It's in the same area of Texas as Steve Lawson's church, because that you know, the whole Dallas area, they had a lot of church scandals last year. So he confessed to being a, to doing some CA action. And when his victim, Cindy Clemenger, came forward, now he's facing charges for his actions. So this is the statement from the Oklahoma Attorney General's office. The multi-county grand jury today indicted the founder of Texas megachurch on 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child stemming from incidents that date back to the 1980s. Robert Preston Morris resigned last year in disgrace. In December of 1982, Morris was a traveling evangelist visiting in Hominy with the family of the alleged victim, who was 12 at the time. The indictment alleges Morris did some misconduct, began that Christmas, and continued for over the next 4 years. In all, Morris faces 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts to a child. Here's a statement from the Attorney General, Gentner Drummond. There can be no tolerance for those who sexually prey on children. I just want to be very gentle for YouTube here. The case is more despicable because the alleged perpetrator was a pastor who exploited his position. The victim in this case has waited far too many years for justice to be done. And the statement concludes by saying the statute of limitations is not applicable in this case because Morris was not a resident or inhabitant of Oklahoma at any time. So in Oklahoma, the statute of limitations is for these types of crimes is when the victim turns 45. Cindy Clemenger, born in 1970, has been 45 for, 10 years. So the reason why this is being charged is because he was never a resident of Oklahoma. Therefore, the statute of limitations does not apply. What's pretty interesting is that the attorney general throws her under the bus and is basically charging him when she never went to the police, because they don't need her to go to the police when they have her statements in the media, his own admission. That's enough for probable cause, and they can charge him. So those are our two stories for today. Pretty interesting day in evangelicalism. Steve Lawson, that's big news. That's great. Again, we shouldn't, as Christians, we shouldn't throw sin in people's faces when they repent. And we should be welcoming and cheering repentance with open arms, just like, the person who finds the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the prodigal son. So that is how we should be reacting. And as for Robert Morris, he is a false teacher, and this is really before this scandal emerged, but since the scandal emerged, yeah, it's pretty obvious. And I'm glad the people of Oklahoma are stepping up. So you'll love to see that. So anyway, that's all I got for today. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.